let's turn now from Beacon Hill to the governor's race, from the legislature, I should say, to the governor's race, because it's rare that an incumbent governor has to face a primary challenger, and it's even more rare when that incumbent has consistently polled as the most popular governor in America. But that is exactly what Governor Charlie Baker is likely to be facing in September, because nearly 28% of delegates in last week's Republican convention, Republican state convention, voted to support conservative pastor Scott Lively. He got well over the 15% threshold needed to be included on the ballot. Lively talked about at the convention about why he believes he's the candidate that best represents Massachusetts Republican values.
I'm 100% pro-life. I'm 100% pro-Second Amendment. I stand on the original intent of the Constitution. I'm 100% pro-Trump.
Now, we spoke with Lively on Monday. You can go to radioboston.org to hear that conversation. But we wanted to hear firsthand from one of the delegates who voted for Scott Lively. So let's turn to Mary Lou Daxland, president of the Massachusetts Republican Assembly and one of 626 delegates that voted for Pastor Lively. Mary Lou Daxland, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you for having me. Ask away. What do you want me to talk about, the convention or the behind the scenes, what's going on in the Mass GOP and why we have a split in the party?
Yeah, a little bit of both. So why don't you just start with why you cast your delegate vote for Scott Lively?
Okay, I'm one of the delegates that had a number of reasons why we did not vote for Charlie Baker. Number one, we don't believe the polling that he is the most popular governor in the country. I've spoken to other reporters in the last year, and they're like, yeah, they must be polling Democrats. There is such a split in the Republican Party right now in Massachusetts over the fact that Charlie Baker is running basically in more line with the Democrat platform. He then went after the conservatives on the state committee back in 2016, spent somewhere between $1.2 and $2 million to take out approximately 26 to 28 of us on the state committee. It was basically a wash. They lost some, we lost some. And for all that, it just caused a lot of a divide, even now wider, mm-hmm. because it's a war on the conservatives. So what you saw at the convention on this past Saturday was okay, Governor Baker, you're the most popular governor supposedly in the country as a Republican. We don't want you as the nominee.
Yeah. So tell me, I'm sorry. Yeah. Forgive me I didn't mean to interrupt you there, but tell me a little bit more about, let's take Scott Lively out of this here for just a second, but what exactly are the conservative positions or values that you think Charlie Baker isn't representing for the Massachusetts Republican Party?
Okay. Well, basically, there's a number of them. And what the issue is, he's not following our platform. I mean, the Republican National Committee voted in a platform in 2016 that is more conservative than it has been in over 50 years. He's not even coming close to that. He promised when he ran in 14, he was going to push back on Common Core. He did no such thing. He then announced he was not going to support the presidential candidate, Donald Trump. He didn't vote for him, and he's not even attempting to follow through with the president's agenda. Something that happened very close to the convention, which really outraged the conservatives, was that Vice President Pence came to Boston for a fundraiser for the RNC, and Governor Baker was too busy to greet him. That was a huge talk amongst the conservatives. They were just outraged on that. And every delegate that voted for Lively had their, you know, a lot of different hot buttons. The Common Core that got pushed aside, the way that the conservatives were treated on the state committee, the fact that he signed into law the transgender bill, the snubbing of Donald Trump, mm-hmm. the whole basket. And I think you just played Lively's, you know, really great portion of his speech at the convention. I think we pulled some people over to Lively for the mere fact he said, I'm 100% pro-Trump.
Interesting.
And I think that pulled some people over, saying Charlie Baker has done nothing but snub his nose at the sitting president. So I think that's yeah. a big deal here.
So, I hear you loud and clear that you're definitely, you and your fellow conservatives who voted for Lively are intending to send a message clearly to Governor Baker. But I'm wondering, do you actually hope that Scott Lively wins the Republican nomination? Because he is deeply, deeply conservative. A lot of people see him as quite extreme. I mean, if he becomes a Republican nominee, I'm wondering, like, his chances of winning in Massachusetts, you're probably going to end up with another Democratic governor, is what I'm saying.
Right. I see what you're saying. Personally, I hope he makes it. However, if he doesn't make it, there is still going to be a campaign to blank Charlie Baker or vote for the Democrat. And if you go to the Mass Republican Assembly website, which is mass-ra.com, you will see our Declaration of Independence from Charlie Baker. If Scott Lively loses this primary, there will still be a pushback on Governor Baker. He very narrowly won in 2014. And people are just going to blank him or vote for the Democrat. Where is the difference between us having a Republican governor that is really should be in the Democrat Party, gives the Democrats everything they want, is going, this is another thing that's got conservatives upset, and myself included, because it happened with my state Democrat senator. Charlie Baker was down at the beginning of February in Westport at a fundraiser for a Democrat state senator. He's making robocalls for Democrats. He's doing everything he can to pull those Democrat votes. And we all know as conservatives, the Democrats vote party line. Yeah. And I hope they yes them to death and they just vote for the Democrat.
Mary Lou Daxon, I'm sorry to jump in again. I'm running out of time here. There is one more question I want to ask you, because I hear your reasoning and your passion loud and clear. And I guess my last question for you is, absolutely, there's a diversity of opinion within the Massachusetts Republican Party about where the party should be. I mean, that you rightly said there's been a schism there. But I'm wondering, specifically now to ask about Scott Lively himself. He is so extreme in many of his views. What I'm wondering is if you wanted to put up a supremely viable Republican, more conservative Republican candidate against Charlie Baker, could you have found somebody else who didn't carry, how am I going to put this, a lot of the problematic baggage that Scott Lively has with him? Did you see what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. I mean, I hear you saying that Scott Lively is way far to the right. I understand that.
Yeah,
there are.
There's got to be other people in the Mass GOP who share your conservative values, but aren't that far to the right, and who could really put up a concerted challenge to Governor Baker.
You mean you want me to name names?
You don't have to name names, but are there?
I would have to say there are not, because the Republican Party in Massachusetts is basically been infiltrated with Democrats. So what you're going to get is a Charlie Baker kind of governor or candidate for governor. You're not going to get anybody that is even going to come close to even saying that they're pro-life or that they're against Common Core. You're going to get the same old, same old.
I see.
That's because you don't become a one-party state without the infiltration of the opposition party. And for the most purposes, I can honestly say to you, the Mass GOP, they're all Democrats at the top of the food chain.
Yeah. Well,
until we get control of that state committee, where we can then probably get somebody that's going to be the party chair, that's going to be a little more to the conservative side, it's going to be the same old, same old.
Huh.
I mean,
Mary Lou,
we don't run anybody against other state reps, because the money's all going to the governor's race.
Good point, right? There's a lot of money in the governor's race. Mary Lou Daxon, president of the Massachusetts Republican Assembly, I really appreciate you coming on today. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.